People who come together with lots of love, but they don't really have too much desire. That may not be the best time to have sex. Optimally, when you both feel those moments of love and desire. My wife and I don't have sex lots. We only do when we really are both into it. And so when we do, it's good. How many of you feel a subtle pressure in your relationship, whether you're male or female? It happens to both. Okay, I guess my spouse wants to have sex now, so I will, even though I don't really feel like it right now. Maybe you shouldn't. But now, let me argue the opposite. The second gateway, reclaim your will, can be applied to the realm of sexuality. There, you know, mostly when you think of applying your will to sexuality, aren't you thinking of not having something, not doing it, not having pleasure, not masturbating, and so on? But actually, you can apply will also to have sexuality. But there may be some times when you're not particularly in the mood for sex, but your spouse or partner would really like to have sex. Maybe they need the touch, the intimacy, whatever it means to them, or just want to have a release. And in those times, you can apply your will that even if you're not really in the mood, you can offer it as a gift, as a form of healing to your partner. And you know what? You end up getting in the mood. So you don't have to always be in the mood to have sex. Remember, we've been talking quite a bit about the consideration of what you can and cannot control, that you're not responsible for feelings or thoughts, only for behavior. I was doing a book signing, I think it was in Los Angeles, maybe San Francisco, some years ago. No, it was LA. And at the end of the book signing, most everybody had gone. There was one few people who hung out at the end. Then one very attractive young woman in her mid-20s came up to me. You really noticeably very attractive. And she came up and she said, "I love your work and I just love you." And she said, "I understand you're staying over tonight. Would you like to stay at my place? Would you like to sleep with me? Spend the night with me?" Well, I answered her honestly. "You bet I would. But I'm not going to. Do you understand?" I was being quite honest with her. She's very attractive. It probably would have been lots of fun and very pleasurable. We were given nerve endings for a reason. So yes, the answer honestly was, "Oh, I'd love to do that. But I'm not going to. Not a chance. I'm married." Made a commitment. If we could write down all our sexual fantasies, we'd probably have a best-selling book. Let me see a show of hands. If you've had some interesting sexual fantasies that you'd rather not share publicly. Well, then we won't. In fact, we now close that gateway for now with those considerations about embracing your sexuality, the 10th gateway, which opens the way for the 11th gateway, awakening your heart.